Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I just want to check at this stage of the show that everyone's okay in Wales today, because it was bitterly cold, wasn't it, last night in Wales? Tell us what happened on the midnight weather, please.
I was watching the weather and...
with Daniel Corbett.
Yep. Yeah. And just casually glossed over the fact that in Wales last night it was minus 99.
Didn't even mention it.
No.
Now, if it was going to be that cold, I would want to know about it. I'd want at least a kind of a wrap-up warm or something.
Yeah.
So on the weather map, it said, like London was 4 degrees. Mm-hmm. It was 1 in Newcastle. Mm-hmm. And minus 99 in Wales.
Yeah.
So I just hope that everyone's okay. Anyone in Wales, if you could just let me know you're all right on 81199. On my Twitter, you can see like a screen grab. And also on the unofficial Mills website, you can see that it does clearly say minus 99 over, what, the kind of Cardiff towards Birmingham area.
Yeah, it was the whole area last night.
And
yeah.
They didn't even mention it once. And I would want to know about it if it was that cold. So just let me know if you're all right. Cheers, Wales.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello?
Hello, hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Ed.
Ed, where are you today?
Well, I'm in Cardiff at the moment.
Oh, how was it last night?
Well, I had the window open, so I'm pretty lucky to still be alive, I think.
Right, yeah, you shouldn't probably be alive if it was minus 99.
No, I don't think I should be, should I?
This is on the midnight... Is that the really long weather they do? Is it weather view, where they go on for ages?
Oh, where they do the ski stuff as well?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't holiday weather.
All right. Anyway, so, yeah, do you think it was just a mistake on the weather map there, maybe, last night?
I think so, Scott, yeah. To be honest, if I'd seen it, I probably would have shut my window then.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's been some people on saying, you know, that they went out clubbing last night in jeans and T-shirt, didn't really notice the cold, that it was minus 99, so... Wow.
Yeah, but it's like that in Wales, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Rachel in Welshpool says that she's in Wales and very impressed with her ability to cope with temperatures of minus 99. She hardly noticed it at all. It's pretty good.
We're a little bit harder this side of the border, you see.
You don't want that, though, do you? Minus 99 on the eve of St. David's Day. Really not.
No, you don't, Scott.
Okay, I'm glad you're all right. I'm glad that Wales is fine.
Yeah, I've got a jumper on today, so I'm all right as well.
Very wise. Love you.
Yeah. All right, cheers, Scott. Love you too. BBC
Radio 1. Oh, what's occurring today at 5:20? It's a good one. It features Johnny Depp. Good morning. The return of the You've Won a Prize game. You know when you get those random calls.
Yes.
Where it's like, congratulations, you've won a cruise. We've called some more people up and see if they will press one or not. That'll be at 5:20, a collection of celebrities and friends of mine. And also it features the Winter Olympics on today's Oh, What's Occurring. That's finished now, isn't it?
It has, yeah. I'm sad that's over.
It's all done.
But I was watching the bobsleigh and I've realised I think that might be one of my new fortes.
Yeah, you were saying this earlier. You think next winter you might be in.
Yeah, basically because, you know, not on the one-man bobsleigh, did you do one-man bobsleigh? But on the four-woman bobsleigh, I'd obviously be in, not the man's one, although that would be quite good. the second and third people that jump in, what do they do?
I know,
they
in the middle.
They don't do anything.
What do they do?
And if you've got a little bit of like a beer gut, not that I have, but like a muffin top, then you're well in.
Yeah.
So basically, I think you can just...
So you really think you could have a go at this?
Yeah, because what do you need to do? You don't drive it, because that's one. You don't break it, because that's four. Two and three are just sat in the middle. Although two might have to keep... I don't know what two does, but two obviously just make sure one doesn't fall asleep. But three, that's who I want to be. Three, in the three-man bob.
Okay.
All you've got to be able to do is jump into something really, really quickly, and I reckon I can do that.
All right. I'm just looking around. So, If we could find you like a small box or something to jump into really quickly, do you think you would be able to demonstrate this to us quite soon?
Do you know the qualifying times for the four-man bob to jump into something really quickly?
Also, do you think people who do bobsleigh listen to this show? Do you think bobsleigh types are listening? If they are, could you please get in touch and please tell us what the people in the middle do? Because we don't know. 81199.
They just jump in quick.
Imagine it, though. Bobsleigh! Right, we'll get someone on. I'm going to try and... One that doesn't speak, can you try and find something for her to jump into? And we'll
I think
try.
It's going
to
be the bin, isn't it?
Let's hope so.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. podcast.
I'm enjoying bobsleigh just because it's got the word Bob in it. Are they all called Bob?
Yeah.
All four of them are Bobs.
Yeah, Bob 1, 2, 3, and 4.
It's my middle name, see, so I quite like it.
Yeah, you are Bob.
I am a Bob, yeah.
Does that mean an automatic qualification, or...?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So, lots of people are saying what the 2 and 3 person does. They lean with the sledge to make it turn faster. They also have to position themselves so the bobsleigh is streamlined. Thanks to one of our bobsleighing listeners there. Okay, right, so we've found a box. this could be your forte. Have you got a stopwatch, one that doesn't speak, so we can do this properly? See how quickly she gets in and if she's going to be on the next Olympics. Good luck, everybody. Okay.
What's the time to beat? We don't know.
I don't know, no idea.
Okay.
Just do your best.
Okay. Oh, do I do a run-up?
You've got to do a run-up.
Okay.
Okay.
3.
Go.
2, 1.
Start the stopwatch. We've broken the box, but...
How many seconds?
An impressive 2.9 seconds.
Yes!
So, yeah, maybe we'll count you in next time. Seriously, I hope no one needed that box.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
There's been some bad news, some terrible news about Zac Efron.
Right.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Hello to any Zac fans that are listening. I don't know whether you heard about this, but everyone needs to spare a thought for Zac at this difficult time. This is really bad. You might want to sit down. I'm not sure this is the right music.
Is this love music?
Yeah, I know.
Is he split up with someone?
Yeah, I think it's fine. It's quite sad, the story. Zac Efron's swimming pool has flooded his home.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that it?
His home in Hollywood. It's been found... It's ankle deep in water.
Right.
Now, Zac called his pool guy, who obviously arrived with a pump and started directing water away from the property, but by then it was too late and the house was flooded. Now, here's the thing. Nobody seems concerned about... poor Zac at all, because he's got a swimming pool and no one feels any kind of sympathy for people with swimming pools. If it was like his house has been flooded by a river or something, or some kind of horrible natural disaster, everyone would be like, that is terrible, poor Zac. But because he's got a swimming pool, everyone's like, oh well. No one feels sorry for people with swimming pools.
Well, why should we?
Because his house is flooded.
Yeah, but have you got a swimming pool?
No, I have not.
Have you ever had one?
No, of course I haven't. I live in London. Yeah. I haven't even got any outside space, let alone a swimming pool. But do you know what, though? It must be a right hassle having a swimming pool.
Mm.
I would imagine similar to having a hot tub where you've got to just, like, clean it out all the time.
Get the leaves out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the leaves are being there all the time. But,
problems with chlorine.
Yeah. It's a hassle, but does anyone feel any sympathy for Zac? No, they don't, because he's rich and he's got a swimming pool. Now, I just wondered if do you think any of our listeners have swimming pools? I reckon we've got some... I think somewhere there'll be some, like, posh listeners that have got swimming pools. And I'd just like you to... maybe you could text me on 81199. There'll be someone called Olivia or Hattie that's got, like, some kind of swimming pool action going on in their house. And if you sympathise with poor Zac, then maybe you can get in touch, because I bet it's so much hassle for you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
And now...
Oh, what's occurring?
We've got a brand new contestant on Oh, What's Occurring. Patrick bowed out yesterday. Gracefully, I thought. With a live studio appearance. Still on my Twitter, people mourning the loss of, but, you know, things must move on. And this is our new contestant playing against Becky. It's David from Cumbria. David!
Hello, Scott, hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm very good. Whereabouts in Cumbria are you from, please?
I'm from St. V's, right on the west coast.
Okay, and you are a young farmer.
I am, yes.
Okay, what have you got? Cows, some sheep?
Got a few sheep, but mainly dairy cows.
How many?
We've got about 650 cows.
God, you have to milk all of them?
Well, don't milk all of them. There's only about 300 milking, but yeah, it's pretty much an intense task.
Right, and have they all got names?
They have all got names, proper names as well as pet names, obviously, for those that are a bit more special.
That's got to be pretty hard to remember all of them.
Well, I don't remember them, really. They've all got numbers as well, which even I don't remember them.
Don't they all look the same, really?
No, Scott, they don't look the same, no. They're black, yeah, they may be black and white, but obviously there are different markings on them. But, no, they don't look the same.
Oh, OK. And so you listen to Oh, What's Occurring Every Day and play along while you're with your cows?
I do, yes, while I'm on the tractor with the cows, yes, play along every day.
I love listeners on a tractor, I really, really do.
What, sorry?
I love listeners on a tractor, I like the idea of it.
Oh, it is, it's as romantic as it sounds.
Yeah. OK, so you know what happens and know what's occurring. Say hi to Becky.
Hello, Becky.
Hi, David.
Are you all right? Are you ready for this?
I am.
Good.
OK. Would you say you're... When you play along, are you any good?
Normally better than Becky, but it doesn't take a lot of time.
That's not hard.
OK, right. Well, you could be on for as long as Patrick, let's face it.
Well, I hope so. There's lots of up to, isn't there?
You'll be in the St. Bees Observer before you know it.
St. Bees News.
St. Bees News, that's it. All right, you ready then?
Yep, ready.
Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, you know the Winter Olympics, David?
Yes.
Did you see any of it?
I saw a little bit of it, yeah.
What did you see?
The moguls. That's about all I saw.
What's
that?
That's
the one where they, like, they bend either way on their knees over bumps of... Apparently this year it was hay and snow, but I don't know. I don't really know, Scott.
Oh, I must have missed that one. I like
the
I like the luge.
I tried to watch the ice hockey final. Did you watch that?
No.
Oh my god! I felt so travel sick. I had to turn it off because it was going so fast. I was like, it's like, oh, it was horrible.
As you may have heard earlier, David, Becky quite likes the bobsleigh and thinks that she might be in for the next one.
I could see you doing that. Yeah.
Well, she jumped into a box quite easily. Earlier,
I think. What was my time? It was 2 seconds something.
2.9, was it?
Yeah.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Aye, very good.
Now, we went out to Stupid Street. What do you think their favourite sport was from the Winter Olympics? All right, that was the question we asked. We went onto the street and asked them, what was your favourite sport at this year's Winter Olympics? I need from each of you what you think the most common answer was, David.
Bobsleigh.
You think it's bobsleigh?
Yeah.
Becky?
Ski cross. Because everyone was talking about that.
They were. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here are the people of Stupid Street telling us their favourite sport at this year's Winter Olympics.
What is your favourite sport at the Winter Olympics?
I personally love the long jump.
What is your favourite sport at the Winter Olympics?
Probably snowboarding, skiing. I like snowboarding, I like winter sports, so...
Hey, but have you been watching it quite a lot?
No.
What is your favourite sport at the Winter Olympics?
Women's shot put, I think.
Shot putting.
Why do you like that one?
Because they're so strong.
What is your favourite sport at the Winter Olympics?
Bobsleigh.
Sleigh.
What would you say yours was?
Golf.
What's yours?
Mine is ski.
Skiing?
Yes.
Why do you like that one?
Because I'm French.
What is your favourite sport at the Winter Olympics?
Personally, swimming would be mine.
What's your favourite stroke that they do?
Probably the breaststroke. That's a good one.
Athletics is quite good. The running, the fast Jamaican guys are good.
What's your favourite sport at the Winter Olympics?
Long jump.
Wow. So, some interesting answers there.
If only I'd said long jump, eh?
Yeah, long jump being... Long jump being one of the most popular answers. Skiing was also in there, as was shot put. All big events at this year's Winter Olympics. But, David?
Yes?
There was a bobsleigh in there.
I heard that too, yes.
Was there a ski cross? No. Do you get the point? Yes, David.
Yes. Oh! What's the curry?
It's going well, isn't it, Dave?
It is going very well.
Can I call you Dave, or would you prefer a David?
Well, you can call me Dave, I'll let you off.
Yeah, okay. All right, next one. You know Johnny Depp?
Yes. Although, well, yes, but I'm not sure about the weird triangle beard and big glasses look that he's wearing at the moment. It's a bit scarecrow, isn't it?
So you're saying that you wouldn't have it off with him now?
No.
You wouldn't have it off with Johnny Depp?
No.
What are you on about? Oh, and here he is, Johnny Depp.
No.
You're telling me if Johnny, right, let's say that as a surprise guest, Johnny Depp walked in here now, you're telling me that you wouldn't have it off with him right there now?
No! Would you?
Of course I would, it's Johnny Depp.
Really?
Everyone
not.
Would.
No!
Even the straightest man in the world would, yes they would.
No!
David, you would, wouldn't you?
No, probably not.
Yeah, you would, you're just saying that. Anyway, you know Johnny Depp and you know Tim Burton. They were on Jonathan Ross's show the other night. It's Friday, I believe. Friday night with. And they said, you know, a lot, you know. How many times, though, did Johnny Depp and Tim Burton say, you know, on Friday night with Jonathan Ross, Becky?
35.
David?
Oh, a lot less. 20.
Let's find out. It's Johnny and Tim, you know?
There we go. Great to have you both here. Thank you so much for joining us.
You know, I'd never seen the show he'd done. I realized he was that character, you know?
You know, when you go from, like, you know, all that kind of, you know... Well, I mean, I just like to sort of, you know...
Also, he's, you know, but just, you know, characters, you know, and this was, you know, as we said, and, you know, it's, you know...
The idea is that, you know...
So you've been on some of Johnny's, but have you seen changes in each other that you didn't expect to see?
What about, you know, this guy, you know?
I mean, sitting in a, you know, in a great big, you know...
But they, you know...
You know, at the, you know... Yeah, when he starts, you know, being, you know, being, you know...
So, you know, from... you know, after Batman, I got the chance to kind of just,
you know, at least living in Europe, you know, there's no, you know, it's just, you know, literally, you know, like, even, you know.
I think you, as you, when you do something, you try to, you just, you know, I'm a legend.
I mean, you know, Marlon Brando, you know.
That, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I, great, you know,
I'm very emotional.
It's great to have you both here. Ladies and gentlemen, will you join me in saying thank you to Mr. Tim Burton and Mr. Johnny Depp?
Woo! Yeah, there was a lot of there, wasn't there? We're just counting them up, and I do believe it's 92, you know. That's right, just in one interview, you know. So, I've forgotten what you said now.
I win that one.
Hey, I bet you win that one.
Yeah, that's right.
Well
you, yeah, you said 35, that's right. Okay, good. Next.
Oh! What's the curry?
Okay, it's one all. Now, we played our game again. You know when you get those recorded messages ringing your phone randomly sometimes and you answer and go, hello? And they go, congratulations, you've won a cruise. Do you hang up or do you press one just to see if you can claim your prize? Well, I've played the game again today with a mixture of, some of my mates, three people. Two of my mates and one famous. I'm going to go through them one by one, okay? I just want you to guess whether they pressed one or not, all right? So the first one we're going to do... This is my mate, Robbie. Is he going to press one to claim the prize, or is he just going to hang up? What do you think, David?
He'll press one.
You think he's going to press one?
Oh, so we don't know what the prize is before we...
Nope.
Oh. No, he won't.
He won't press one?
No.
Okay. Let's find out.
Robert speaking.
Congratulations. You've won a collector's edition souvenir plate commemorating the career of TV's June Star Huang. To claim your prize, press 1.
No!
Robbie?
Yeah?
It's Scott.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
Yeah, I didn't understand a word what was going on there. Something about a plate. But yeah, you just... Winning a plate for someone.
It's a plate commemorating the career of TV's June Sar Pong.
Yeah.
I loved it, so, you pressed one.
I know, I couldn't think of anything else to do.
Maybe just hang up.
Yeah, well, I suppose so.
There we are then, David.
Yeah, who wouldn't press one for a June Sar Pong plate?
You're not wrong. David gets the point there. Okay, next one. Would my mum press one to claim the prize?
Yes.
You think she would? Becky says yes. David?
Do I have to say no?
No.
I'm going to... I'll say no.
I'm saying my mum won't.
I don't want to say no, but I want to just go against Becky, so I'll say no.
What, you think she'll just hang up, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Let's find out.
Hello.
Congratulations. You've won an evening out at Faces Nightclub in Essex with Jack Tweed. To claim your prize, press 1.
Mom?
Scott, what are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
You've just pressed 1 to win a night out with Jack Tweed.
Well, I thought that would be quite nice.
You don't know who he is, do you? If anything like this happens again, don't press 1. Just hang up.
Don't press 1.
All right?
Are you sure?
Yeah, just don't do it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, then.
Oh, God. My mum pressed 1. She's going to go to Faces with Jack Tweed. Dangerous. Well, Mum, don't do that again. Right, so Becky gets the point there.
Yes.
We've got 1. It's 2 all, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Crucial.
I know. Crucial. Here we go.
Is this the decider, then?
Mm-hmm. So, let's say that Lily Allen gets a random call with a prize attached. Does she press 1, David?
Yeah.
You think she does?
No.
Yeah.
I'm saying no, she's going to hang up.
You think that most celebs will hang up, really?
Yeah. You don't have time for this. Apart from Danny from McFly.
True. So Becky's saying no. David is saying yes. Lily Allen will press 1 to claim her prize. Let's find out.
Hello.
Congratulations. You've won a beautifully detailed, hand-painted, nude figurine of one of Britain's best-loved entertainers, GMTV's Penny Smith. To claim your prize, press 1.
We have won a beautifully detailed, hand-painted nude figurine of Penny Smith. Do we want it?
To claim your prize, press 1.
1.
Press 1. I can't press it. How do I do
it? Hi, Lily.
Hello.
It's Scott. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good. Why do you want this, please?
Because we love Penny Smith. I'm in my office with Barnaby, who's a friend of mine. He used to work at GMTV. He really wants it.
Okay, well...
Does it exist? Can we really have it?
No, I don't think they do exist at the moment.
Oh, no. Is it a nude figurine?
Yes,
a
it is, of GMTV's Penny Smith, yeah.
One of Britain's most loved entertainers.
I'll make one for you.
Yes, please do.
Okay.
Papier
mache. I will, no problem. All right.
Brilliant.
Love you lots. Bye.
Bye.
David!
All right. Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought a celebrity would have done that, but she's obviously, and the person in the office is obviously in love with one of Britain's best loved TV presenters.
You would as well.
Penny Smith, nude, think about it. David is on tomorrow's Oh, What's Occurring?
Hey.
Well done, mate. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Scott. See ya.
Oh, What's Occurring?
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Gaga and Telephone on Radio 1. I absolutely love her. I know that everyone says this at the moment, but she is the best pop star for a very long time. She's just become this incredible phenomenon, and I'm loving every single minute of it. And I do like the fact that she's been going a little bit mad backstage on her tour. Apparently she's been shouting at people a lot and spitting food out and stuff.
I read that in the paper, yeah.
Yeah. But isn't that brilliant, though? Because she has changed, but I love it.
Well, that you get so good and so famous that you can just spit your food out.
Right, okay. Because remember, she came in here about, just over a year ago when Just Dance first came out. Did she spit any food at you then?
No.
No. She actually went around kissing everybody, didn't she, and going, "Hi, I'm Gaga." Let me just give you an example of this, right? So this is Lady Gaga now, backstage, when I interviewed her at the Brits very recently.
I am my wigs, and I am the way that I dress, and my avant-garde clothing is a part of me, and it's something that if someone took it from me, I would not feel like a whole person. It's just the way I live my life, so...
So that's Lady Gaga now, when I interviewed her at the Brits.
I'm sorry, I've just, the one that doesn't speak, just show me an article from a website which says that Lady Gaga buys her pasties in Greggs.
What?
And she went in, she's been spotted going into the shop, and she went for a steak bake and a cheese and onion pasty.
Good choice, though, Gaga. If you're going to go for anything, the steak bake is a good one.
She says that she credits her Italian roots for her culinary sophistication. Well, you can't argue with a steak bake slice, can you?
I thought she was all about her avant-garde.
You can still be avant-garde in Greggs.
It's all about the wigs and the steak bake.
Yeah,
steak bakes.
You can get away with that in there. They don't turn you away just because you've got a big hairpiece.
So listen to her now.
I am my wigs and I am the way that I dress.
And now here she is, just over a year ago when she came on our show. It's Lady Gaga. Hi.
Hey, yay, I'm here. Yeah, Scott, I mean, really, it's like crazy.
Congratulations on being number one and stuff in the UK.
Thank you so much. It's, you know, it's you guys, and you just, thank you.
Do I call you Lady, or do I call you Gaga, or Joanne, or what do I call you?
Call me Gaga.
And now back to the new Gaga.
I am my wigs, and I am the way that I dress.
It's definitely changed, hasn't it? It really has. Like before, she was like, "Oh my God, let's call me Gaga. Oh, please. Oh, Scott, let me kiss you."
But it's always like...
Oh, my God.
It's always like that in relationships, though. At the start, you're always really, like, excited to see someone. You're like, "Boo!" And then you get to the point where you don't have anything to say to each other in the restaurant.
I want
to
say thank you so much to you, Scott, and the whole of Radio 1 from Gaga. And now she's like, "I am my wigs. I'm so avant-garde right now. I might spit some food at you in a minute."
Are you just annoyed because she stopped saying thank you to you?
No, I just think that she's gone a bit different, but I quite like it.
Too many steak bakes.
I was going to say that I wish more pop stars were like that, but can you imagine Pixie Lott getting away with that? "Hi, I'm Pixie Lott. I'm so avant-garde right now. I love a steak bake." "I'm Pixie Lott. It's all about the wigs for me."
Justin Bieber couldn't get away with
that
either.
No, he really, really couldn't. But anyway, big up to Gaga. I like the way you've changed from "I'll please" to "my wigs." But this seems to have turned into something on the text about celebrities that you've met in Greggs. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Who are you?
I'm Ty from Warwick.
All right, Ty, what's occurring?
I met Pharrell once in a Greggs in the West End of London.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I did. He had loads of entourage with him.
Pharrell?
He must have been in a clothes shop next door to it and then just thought, fancy a bit of Greggs.
Oh, what did he get? A sausage and bean bacon, a yum-yum?
I didn't quite catch that. What was that?
Was he after a yum-yum?
No, I think he was after a Cornish pasty, I think.
No, I think that if it's the Pharrell that I know, he would have gone iced finger. Good, well, that killed the conversation, didn't it? Right. Still there, Ty. No, I really don't think he is. Okay, good. Well, it was the ice finger thing that killed the conversation.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.